Hey everyone, how's it going?
It's Jamie.
And Eric.
If you guys want to introduce yourselves.
I'm Michael Scott Chambers, and everybody always calls me Chambers, so we can go with that.
And my name's Jennifer Myatt. We just bought, or we are opening, Calypso Edmonds.
Congratulations.
Caribbean restaurant, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your background. Where you're from, how you started.
I'm originally from Eastern Canada, from Nova Scotia, and in 2006 I moved to the Caribbean, got an opportunity to bartend at a beach bar down there, and...
What a tough opportunity.
I know. I know. The woman that interviewed me on the phone, she's like, why do you think I should give you the job? And I said, well, I just bought like 8 new bikinis, and I live in Nova Scotia.
Have mercy on me.
Please give me an opportunity to...
Just let me leave this cold weather.
Right? So yeah, that was, and I lived in Cayman for 8 years. Met my lovely husband, Chamberstown.
Yeah. I'm a Everett native. I was born at Everett General Hospital in the 70s. lived in Silver Lake my whole life. And cool. I was an old Shotzi's guy. So if you guys were Edmonds peeps, you probably know Shotzi's in Everett. It was a kind of a divey pool hall back in the day.
Yep. Yeah.
And I started bartending there in the late 90s. And then I moved to Greece for 4 years, and I lived in an island called Zakynthos, worked at a big nightclub there. And I flipped bottles and blow fire and all that stuff back in the day.
Wow.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
And then, before you caught on fire.
I got headhunted to go to Cayman Islands in 05, so I was in there from 05 to 14.
Okay.
You got, I met my lovely wife, Jennifer.
Yeah. You got headhunted?
I got headhunted.
Out of a
bartending competition in London, England.
It's all word of mouth down there.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Who'd ever thought?
In Cayman, I had two of the three nightclub licenses in the country. I had two of those. I had a beach bar and then a billiards club and sports bar, which was the official tailgate for the Seahawks.
True.
Oh.
Here we won the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's the busiest day shift.
It sounds like the beginning of like a movie.
This is unreal.
Starts studied in Greece and then blowing fire.
Jen wasn't rich when I met her down there.
Yeah.
We had it all until then.
I'm not going to lie. When you say like blowing fire too of cocktails, I just what's the movie of
Cocktail?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All a really rich girl. In
yeah,
the
a lot of flair.
A girl from Nova Scotia, but you know,
cool.
Hey, I bring a lot.
Hey,
of
Canada.
It worked out. It worked out.
You know, I'm a first generation Canadian, like I said. So
exactly.
Canadians, I have an affinity for Canadians. Okay.
You're so mean. Hey. You people are so mean.
Meanest people around.
So you guys were down there, and I'm assuming down there for a couple years?
I was down there for 9 years. Jen was there for 8 years, but then she traveled back and forth for a bit.
Yeah, my last year I was back and forth from Nova Scotia to come in.
Because they basically put a limit on how long you can live there
before
you have to apply for residency, and that's very expensive, and it's not an easy process. Yeah. So me and my partner down there were starting to butt heads a little bit, so I was like, I'm ready to get out of here. So
it's a long time in an island.
Tired of getting sunburned.
We got rid of all of our stuff down there and came up here. And then we ended up getting married up here in 2014. I started working at the Loft when the Loft reopened because they were closed for a little stint. And so I was there when we reopened the Loft.
When my green card came through, I worked for a few months up at Salish, and then I moved over to Salt and Iron when that opened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're really
And then we both
Edmonds.
Basically worked those jobs until the 25th of August when we met Furman, who used to own Cafe du Paris.
Uh-huh.
And I famously met him at...
Ingles.
At Ingles on Sunday night. And I had Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays off for like 4 years, so Sundays was kind of my day to decompress.
And Ingles was the place.
And Ingles is...
Well, that's like the only place that's open.
Ingles is
like
about 60 yards past our garage, so it's like super close. So I staggered over there, and Furman actually came in, and... And this place was on my radar because once we decided that we really liked Edmonds, we really loved Edmonds, we wanted to stay here. So it was like, let's look, try and find a restaurant property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anybody in Edmonds knows it. When a property comes up,
available.
It's usually gone before people know that it was for sale.
Right.
Absolutely.
And it's so hard to get your foot in a door, especially for a restaurant space here. So I thought about maybe coming down and talking to him, but I didn't want to be like, you know, death with his cloak
right.
and his, you know,
hey, it's
we're
your time.
Coming here to...
You're getting old, sir. Maybe you want to... So, but that didn't matter on that Sunday.
No.
I didn't really care. He walked up next to me and he said, hey, Chambers. I said, hey, Furman, when are you going to retire and sell me a restaurant?
And I want to.
I said, I want to retire. And I said, do you want to sell me a restaurant? He goes, yeah. And I was like, well, let's make it happen.
That's like, how everything.
Like the right place at the right time.
Seriously.
That's how everything in Edmonds works. It's always like you're in the bar or. Back it's like people always ask me, like, oh, how do I find a rental? You know, I'm like, you need
walk
to drive.
Around.
You need to go drive and walk around and talk to people.
Ask the mailman. Yeah.
That's
ask
how you find everything. Like, nothing happens.
Seriously. Yeah, we had a real estate agent, like, looking commercially, but, like, this property wasn't even close to being on the market.
No. Yeah.
Like, so I don't even think you knew how to put it on the market.
Really, well, that's like, the biggest thing. You know?
So, yeah, we discreetly put everything in place and
snuck in.
Here we are.
Yeah, and then once we got, I mean, we came in, we talked to him, we did a handshake deal, and then I just had our real estate agent talk to his daughter actually is a real estate agent. So they hooked it up
she
and they made
out,
they did all the paperwork stuff. We just signed some stuff and gave him a bunch of money. And
they
then,
were very easy to do.
And voila.
And voila.
We're sitting now in your new space.
Yeah, if the ovens were plumbed with the gas, we could cook you guys some food. that guy should be here.
Just
later
came
today.
Yesterday.
Yeah, we saw the video.
Yesterday was a big day for us. It was another hump that we've gotten over. So the ball is rolling, getting all that kitchen equipment yesterday. So it was a big thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a never-ending battle. I mean, we set dates, and then those dates get moved by timelines that we don't control.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to have the oven equipment last week, which means that once we get the equipment, then we got to plumb it, and then it's got to be inspected, and then the fire guy's got to come, and he's got to make sure that all the nozzly things that prevent this place from going up in flames are where they need to be.
All the safety
and that just, so basically, it put us back a week, and so. You know, we're trying to catch up. We're trying to get open right after Thanksgiving, but that's going to be a task in itself to do that because we got to get these inspection people in, but we can't call them until everything's done.
It's all about the inspectors.
Hurry up and wait.
It's a story of every place we've interviewed that's ever. It was like Schubert, you know, with like the deck. He's like, we have to deal with these inspectors. It's like everything, right?
I haven't
everything costs more money than they say it's going
to. Lifting up the floor mats, trying to find extra change for lunch, but we're getting there.
Slowly getting there.
We're getting there.
So how, and I'm assuming you decided Caribbean food because of your time down there and
several reasons. One was we've got some street cred from the Caribbean.
It's what we know
down there. The other reason was I miss the food. I want to eat it. So if I have to open a restaurant and pay someone to cook it for me, then that's what's going to have to happen, I guess. And
really
the other thing is, you know, Edmonds is I don't want to use the word saturated with restaurants, but there was quite a lot of restaurants in Edmonds, and there's quite a lot of very good restaurants in Edmonds. And
there's
so we wanted something
down here, definitely,
that we could stand out and do something different that no one else has tried.
Set yourself apart.
And that's also going to be on the cocktail scene. It's not just the food. The cocktails are going to be very Caribbean. I'm going to blend a lot of drinks. A lot of bartenders are very against that. I've been against that my 20-something years of bartending.
They go down so easily.
I like drinking them.
They taste so good.
I just don't like making them. But I didn't like making them for minimum wage. I'll make them if I'm an owner. So.
Yeah. Not so bad.
Right, not so bad. So I look forward to a lot of really good Caribbean drinks. We're talking umbrellas, and I'll make drinks and pineapple and pineapple husks and all that stuff. So.
For the party porch.
For the party porch.
So for those that haven't walked by and seen, we have a, they've taken the old sunroom and kind of revamped it, and and it's has a lot of tables and good lighting now. And
What we tried to do opposite of what they did at Café de Paris, they had short tables in Café de Paris.
More so when you're walking by,
it was 35-year-old romantic setting. But when you'd walk in front of the windows, you'd just see maybe the tops of people's heads. We actually got some real high kind of bar height tables, and it's almost like patio furniture. I want it to look
like it's outside. Very Caribbean.
Because I want it to look like it's outside.
There's an audience out there every day, people sitting, waiting for the ferry. Like, there's hundreds of people a day that look at this building. So we want to make people visible. We want it to look fun. You got half an hour before your ferry leaves. Pop in and grab a drink.
Hey, look at those guys are drinking beer in that window over there. Let's go over there and drink one of them beers. That's the point.
We've got every 30 minutes, there's 20 people that walk by the restaurant, at least. Like, all
plus,
the walk-in traffic.
Plus, take advantage of the view.
Oh, and that alone. It's stunning. I know, not today. Maybe it's a little gray, but...
No, but still, I mean, the higher tables lends itself to...
Yeah, for sure.
We have to take advantage of all these windows. It's so pretty down here. Edmonds is just such a beautiful area. The mountains and the salt water.
It's a very unique... Mm-hmm. Set up.
Me being from Atlantic Canada, like waking up in the morning and leaving the house and smelling salt water in the air.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why we had to stay within 4 blocks of the water. It's like, even in Cayman, we were like a couple blocks off the water. So that's kind of a thing for us. And now you get used to that smell.
Yeah.
taste, you gotta
that
you gotta
briny
keep,
yeah, smell.
You gotta keep it. You
can't, we entertained moving inland America, and it just didn't go. Yeah, the conversation didn't go very far.
Yeah,
it's like, unless you're like, you know, I have family from North Dakota, and yeah. It's like, unless you're like really into farming or hunting and fishing, yeah. Like. Not a whole lot to do out there.
I was thinking Vegas, but I'm a really horrible gambler, so oh, yeah. I wouldn't last it very long.
It's too hot out there for me.
Yeah.
And it's nice here. You're only a block away from the water, basically. I mean, you can't really get much closer to the water.
The train
Edmonds,
is right,
you know,
there
far
to
as,
take us downtown to the yeah. games and stuff. It's very convenient down
there. You know what's nice, too, is you're not too close to the train that it's, like, right there and, like...
Oh, give it a minute. It's pretty loud.
Yeah, it hasn't gone by today.
This is about the closest spot we could get to Rory's, too, which is good, because I like going to
Rory's. We go to Rory's quite often. So this will just make it much easier
They've
for us
They've seen us about 3 or 4 times a day now for the last 2 years.
They're like, oh, you're back.
Do you want to go somewhere?
There's staff doors right by.
It's just so close.
Right? There's staff door.
I was going to say, you could probably hand something around the corner.
Yeah, their staff door is right by our kitchen entrance, so often they're like, hey, neighbor.
Yeah, how's it going?
Like, see you later. You're starting work.
Yeah, they'll come through sometimes, too, on their way to work and just see the progress that we've made over the last couple of days.
We're excited to have so many people supporting us, and we've got a lot of great friends in the area, so.
Yeah, tons of support from the Evans restaurant community. I worked at Loft for 4.5 years. Nico's been, you know, any question I have, he's got an answer for me.
Yeah.
Schubert, he came down right in the beginning. Just to tell me, I said, I either made a horrible mistake, Schubert, or I did something good. And I was really scared, honestly. He came down, he's like, oh, the hood's brand new, it looks awesome, and this was good, and that's good. And he's like, you guys would be good. And I was, thank you.
Yeah.
I've built restaurants before, but in the Caribbean, it's a different thing.
Absolutely.
Go to the store.
Different
and start
regulations.
Buying stuff. You don't have to go to the city every 5 minutes, and you don't have to deal with a lot of regulation.
Well, Edmonton
keeps us safe and alive here.
Yeah,
I don't think I killed anybody in Cayman. I hope
not yet. And so, and speaking of local, so you guys made your own beer then. Right.
Well, we got a call from Jeff from Salish, and I'd been carrying Jeff's products over at the Loft for quite a while. I really
love
liked their brewery.
Up there.
And actually. It was funny because on St. Patrick's Day, people came in, oh, do you have green beer? And I'm like, yeah, any of my Salish products are green, because they just literally walk them from the brewery right over to us. They don't even use a car. It's about as green as you can get. So anyway, Jeff called us and asked us if we'd be interested. He found this variety of hops called a Calypso hops. And it's not super duper hoppy. It's got a little bit of kind of almost a pineapple-y. Yeah,
it's a light IPA.
It's a light IPA, yeah. It's very tasty. We actually got to sample some of that already.
We got really a sneak peek last week. It was really good.
When you're the one helping with it.
So he had us come up, and we went through this deal. We got all these great pictures. I think they're going to put it in my
We've got some really nice
pictures.
I think
they got a thing coming out. But, it was... A, it's a really good way for him to maintain a spot on my tab.
Yeah.
He's got my name on it.
Of course we're going to carry it.
We've got to carry it. So we're actually, their 4-year anniversary is on...
This Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday. This Sunday. And then on Monday, they invited us to come up, and they're going to unveil the beer
between
6 p.m. and 9 p.m. And we're bringing our chef Jason up there, and Jen and I are going to go up, and we're going to make a bunch of appetizer sampler plates.
Ooh.
And we're just going to hand them out.
Just the start of...
So if people come in and order one of our new beers, they'll get a little plate of food that come with it for free and try our stuff, and we'll be handing that out from 6 to 9.
Giving out all kinds of samples, and so everybody will get a sneak peek of...
So people can see what's to come.
Yeah, what's to come.
In a couple weeks.
Well, that's
it's a great collab.
Awesome,
they've been great to us. They did all the hard work.
They did all that. We literally posed for a couple photos and said, we don't make this beer.
Just grab a paddle. We're doing stuff here.
They did it. But just another great example of how awesome the Edmonds community is when it comes together.
Yeah.
We go to QFC, and the people at QFC, how's it coming along?
So cute, the cashiers and the gentleman one specific gentleman that helps us bag our groceries, he's just lovely.
And Ace.
And they can't wait. Like, everybody, it's really
We've
it's
been
really
to
amazing.
Ace, I don't know, 100 million times.
She laughs at us every time we go.
We're buying like $1.23 worth of something. I need 4 screws, or I need
nice and
every hour.
How's it going? Well, since the last time I talked to you 25 minutes ago, we hung a picture.
We should really
start
making lists.
And is there, so tell us a little bit about the menu, if you
open to that. So basically, Caribbean food is kind of a mishmash from all over. There's a big Asian population in Jamaica, a lot of Chinese. Mm-hmm. So you can see that in their food. There's a lot of Indian influence in there. So there are a lot of curries and spice and stuff like that. You get that in there.
So we'll do some fresh fish, maybe.
Cuba, you know, you get your Cuba stuff, like your porks and your, you know. So we'll do a lot of jerk chicken stuff, but not just the traditional jerk where you grill it up and it's all seasoned and chopped and whatever. We'll also make like jerk chicken pasta.
Nice.
We call that the Rasta pasta. One of my favorite things ever that I came in, and I can't believe I'm going to get it here really shortly. I'm excited about it. So we'll do that. We'll do like whole fish, like stuffed with
pickled vegetables, rice and beans will come on the side. We'll do
sweet potato, chorizo hash, stuff like that.
Nice.
Some ceviches. This all sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Like, this is what Edmonds is, I mean, you know. Yeah. This is definitely something that I feel like where's there a Caribbean restaurant anywhere around here?
You know, there's Bongo's up by Green Lake.
We love Bongo's.
And Bongo's is very, very good. There's Pam's Kitchen.
Yeah.
She's a little bit more Trini, I think, but we'll have elements of all that.
We're do a lot of specials, too, and weekly fresh sheets, where if we do get some really good oxtail in, we'll do a couple plate ups of that.
Nice.
Keep it moving. Maybe do some rotis from Trinidad.
Mm.
Yeah, that'll be the thing. We'll have a set menu for probably several months at a time, and then
we'll explore all the different.
And then whatever Chef Jason wants to put out for the week, we'll probably do a steak in the week, and it could be a filet 1 week and a New York the other week, and we'll probably maybe do a little, you know, veggie side or rice and beans to make it a little bit more Caribbean. But we'll have, you know, full on mains.
We'll do some tastings this week. Narrow That's it down. We've got way too many items. We need to narrow it down a little bit. Yes. There's so many good options.
Same thing with a cocktail menu. I've got like 800 things I want to put on there. I don't want to kill myself. So it's like, all right, let's just mellow it down a little bit. I was going to do 101 flavors of daiquiri. And I still think I'm going to do that. It's just the math is pretty rough, and then programming the computer is pretty rough.
Also, with that tiny little bar right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might have to wait until phase two.
Is there any, I mean, what's the plan for the room? Are you going to be having like a bar or evenings, late evenings?
So right now our liquor license is for a...
It's full liquor license.
Well, yeah, but it's for a service bar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So basically that means that there's no seats at it. And it's in the room that it was in before. We've just rearranged that room a lot and made a little bit more room and put the keg fridge in there to keep our beer cold and all that stuff. But we're putting in a permit, and we have a local engineering firm writing up all that stuff. To remove that whole wall.
Oh, cool.
And then basically in the same footstep where that room
right
is,
in the center of the dining room.
That will be the bar top. So,
awesome.
And then when you do that, then you have to put...
Then we'll partition
You have to partition off the bar area
and
put
and
signs that say 21 and over. So those will be up right around the perimeter of like this square right here. You guys can't see it at home.
So we do a full...
But I'm doing with my finger.
He's drawing a square.
Right. We'll put in a diagram.
Maybe like a diagram, And so that will be put up when they do that. And then we just basically tell the liquor board we're changing from a service bar to a full service bar top. And then they come out and we send them some photos or they'll send somebody out and then we're good to go.
And that'll totally change it. I feel like the vibe will turn a lot more like that.
That'll go my direction from there.
That's that Caribbean vibe too, right? Like everything kind of revolves around like the bar, setting, I feel like, in the Caribbean. And from our experience.
We'll end up having some live music and stuff down the road as well.
I picture like an acoustic kind of Bob Marley guy over there in the corner just strumming away, singing, you know, sweet songs.
Yeah.
You really can't go wrong with anything Caribbean.
No,
when you
really.
Think about it, like...
Good vibes,
I think
good
people,
vibes.
Yeah, are just the most relaxed. You know, people are just having a good time.
Yeah.
As my dad would say, just having a good
time.
Yeah,
just chilling. No worries.
No worries, man. No worries.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
So we're shooting for after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving. Like I said, a lot of that timeline isn't necessarily up to us, but we're going to try and be ready to receive those inspections and whether or not they hurry down here.
Yeah, and the holidays probably aren't.
We should have everyone file a petition to get them to come down here quicker so we can get some Caribbean.
Get that jerk rolling. And,
call
us
in.
If you know of any staff that are looking for jobs, we need both front of house and back of house.
Okay.
So we're looking for, need some...
Yeah.
Prefer local because you can't trust traffic around here. So the shorter you have to drive, the better it is for us.
Yep. Unless you can walk over on the ferry.
Right. Well, both of us kind of screwed ourselves a little bit because she had about a 2 minute walk to work and I had about a 2.5 minute walk to work.
We've quadrupled.
And now we have 6.5 minutes.
At least 6 minutes.
Really have to account for crosswalking time.
Well, then you've got to
dodge some cars every now and then. I've slapped a couple of hoods here in Edmonds, I'm not going to lie.
People can be a little, you know, it's like if people drive around the circle, I'm telling, like, I know you're not from here because you drove around the circle. just got stuck.
A full 360.
But being from a place with roundabouts in Cayman, right, there's roundabouts everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You don't put... It's very confusing to put stop signs
at a circle,
yeah. At a roundabout, because is it a four-way stop or is it a roundabout?
Yeah.
Now I think the stop signs supersede the roundabout.
Yeah, they do.
The roundabout rules, but there's a lot of people that just blow the stop sign because they think it's just a roundabout, and it causes a lot of confusion.
a lot of tickets.
You're listening to me, Edmonds. Pick one and go with it. I don't care which one it is. Just pick one, or tell everybody you have to stop at the stop sign because there's a lot of people that do not.
We would often see people in Cayman driving around the roundabout the opposite way, and these are really big
roundabouts. Big roundabouts.
Like, big. It can cause some major traffic.
And the rental cars down there all have white license plates as opposed to...
So you know
who's always the white plate going the opposite way.
And everybody just kind of stops and just watches this white plate go the wrong way.
Because
they're
driving
on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
And a lot of the cars are on the other side of the road.
Everybody has to stop. There's a white plate.
It's just, yeah, it's just like, oh, God. Hold on. Okay, he's gone. We're good.
And are you thinking you're going to be open 7 days a week?
7 days a week. We'll be open for lunch and dinner, 11 a.m., till 11 p.m. approximately. In the evenings, later in the week, we'll be open later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday, we'll probably roll till 1 so I can at least get out of here and have a drink.
I mean, if we're packed in, we can be open until 2. So if we're packed in here,
I like them too.
Chanel Marquet.
Yeah,
we like to keep it. Chanel Marquet. Hey, well, that's cool. So that's good.
Buck Hunter.
So someone can come down. Someone can come down and grab some food later in the evening.
I'd put a Buck Hunter in here if it would go with the decor, but it's not match at all.
I think the only thing you could do is like a golf game.
I could probably get one up in the office. Assuming I make money to put one in the office.
Yeah, let's just get open first.
Well, I think you guys.
But yeah, so we got a couple weeks left, and we're at the starting line, ready to go. So
we will have I got a new TV over there.
Yeah, you just
nice.
So we will have a TV in here.
We're gonna watch the games on Sundays.
We've always had a lot of people over at our house to watch football games on Sundays, and every year, which costs us quite a bit of money every Sunday. So all those people who've been eating at my house for free on Sundays, you're gonna have to come down here and repay.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
We've been grooming them to get together on Sundays.
Like, what did you think about this dish?
Yeah.
Would you pay for this?
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, now pay for it.
No, all of our friends and family are so supportive of us, and
yeah, we've had a really, really good
getting
goal.
Really excited.
My little contractor guy that's tiptoeing around here quietly. he did all the floors in here. He's finishing the bathrooms up right now. I met him at the loft 4 years ago when he moved into Edmonds, and he actually ended up renting a house right behind us in the alley.
Oh,
that's
so
cool.
We shop at Costco a lot, so you can't just get two steaks at Costco. You gotta
get like 12.
Four or 12.
Yeah.
We just call people and say, hey, are you hungry? And he can make it from his door to our door in about maybe 35 seconds. The dinner bell rang.
Yeah.
That's been good. Our friend Jared, who I also met at the loft, he's the vice president of Keller Supply. So he hooked us up with toilets and sinks.
That's awesome. So nice to supply.
There's a local guy, Mitch. I don't know what Mitch's last name is. He's a giant. He's huge. He's like literally bigger than Lou Ferrigno.
He's sweet.
He's massive.
Really? Wow.
If you go down to Harbor Square, you'd probably see him down there. He's huge. And he is doing all of our plumbing for us.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Jen found an electrician off of the Edmonds Moms group on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Brian from LiveWire.
It's just like
it's been great.
Like everything, right?
Yeah.
You find everything local, and people like to help each other. And
Edmonds is a really supportive, great community, and we're very, very, very grateful to be here.
Another weird, quirky thing that we're doing is... why is everything going to be weird?
I think this all sounds completely normal.
Well,
it's funny because in the Caribbean, you just basically take what you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no Home Depot or, you know, there's
kind of a hodgepodge of stuff,
it,
right?
It is. Like, and you literally take what you can get. And so here, what we're doing is like with a lot of our glassware for like, you know, the tulip glasses for your Bahama Mamas and stuff like that. We're actually sourcing all those from garage sales, Goodwills, thrift stores. And we're basically bringing them back into rotation. We're,
so they
we're
don't match, but
we're saving them from the land,
beautiful.
From the landfill. Yeah, so,
I love that though.
All kinds of cool.
So I've got, so yeah. We've got stuff from like Puerto Vallarta, and yeah. I've got the old Orion's up there in Vancouver.
Nice.
Remember that guy, the Orion's piano mm-hmm. bar? I've got some hurricane glasses from.
Oh really?
Yeah, we got some. there's some iconic glassware in there.
Stolen
like,
from.
Maybe, yeah, we've got some these cool.
No, I mean, they're not stolen.
Rocks glasses. They're cool little like old fashioned glasses that are McDonald's Hawaii.
Oh.
I have like dudes surfing and throwing out like it's.
You know my favorite. Glass items. That I have, it, the battery died on now. Oh. But there's this place called in St. Thomas. It's called something like Miss Doctor Something Love Shack, mm-hmm. and it's got the light on it. You press
awesome.
On the button, and it's like LEDs spins
our
around.
Kids, we basically like just got as many drinks as cups we could bring home and brought home like.
Yeah, we brought all those. Like
you do.
They had a thing. It was like if you buy a drink, it's like it comes in this just wacky cup.
And
right?
how long this ago was this trip?
This
couple
like,
years.
Yeah, a couple,
so
like 4
we want
years
people
ago.
To come in and see those type those glasses here and bring back memories.
Oh my gosh, I've been at this place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, remember when we went there?
Like one that's a
I
shark.
Mean, maybe we don't remember when
a
we went there.
A shark holding a surfboard.
You know? Yeah, yeah, like, I have one of those.
Yeah.
We want to bring old vacation memories back to people.
That's awesome.
I know pretty good. My memory's pretty good with what people drink, and therefore, like with what they drink it out of. So if somebody comes in, oh my gosh, I really like this leaded crystal old fashioned glass that you have. Every time they come in, I'll try and make them that drink in that glass.
Wow.
And if somebody really, really likes a glass, just take it. I'll go get another
one. We'll get another one for 50 cents.
I'm literally paying like $1 for these glasses. It's not that much.
I like your style. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to steal them anyway.
We all know what happens at 1:30 in the morning.
It's so weird what sets off people's nostalgia.
Yeah.
Right? You know, they say smells or whatever, but, you know, same thing as a glassware. You can come see Senior Frogs in Puerto Vallarta. Right. Like, I've been there. Like, I drank a glass out of this, you know, drink a drink out of this glass. And,
it's,
you know,
that, it's kind of genius, actually. You're like, because when
and
you think about, like, when someone does take a glass, right? Like, they always remember where they took that glass from.
Right.
Like, and they will never forget
that.
I'm not
going to say we haven't also done that.
Where do you have this really cool glass from? Well, I got it from so.
And then my wife makes them sell it at a garage sale in 3 years.
No,
I can
we'll
pick it back up. We did the same thing with pitchers as well. So instead of getting like
pitchers.
A carafe of water on your table, you'll get one of those old old-styley pitchers.
And oh, nice.
My thing is like, oh, that one right there was one like my grandma had, that exact same pitcher. And it's like every time I see it, I just think of my grandma.
Brings back memories.
You know, I think it's just a cool little thing. And it just makes storing a bitch because they're all different sizes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and also, it's like anyone can buy glasses, so it's kind of another cool thing.
Keep them out of the landfill.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, that was kind of the deal. So, I don't know. I some people might think I'm weird, but
I think it's cool.
I know my wife.
Yeah, it's your place. You can do whatever you want. Right? So, and then I have to ask too. You guys found a surprise when you guys were ripping up the floor, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, it was almost a Geraldo moment. I didn't know if I should have called him or what. There was this.
We pulled the carpet up and put down these lovely laminate flooring, but there's a spot right in the center where it was just a piece of plywood. And this, for the party porch, used to be outside.
Right.
So that was originally the entrance to the front of the building, but they had
covered
it all.
Well, we didn't know
up.
What it was.
Yeah.
There was just this plank of plywood and it was all rotting. And I was like, well, let's just put the self-leveling concrete over the top of that and everything will work itself out. And they're like, no, we got to rip it up.
I want to see what's underneath.
And I was like, no, we don't want to rip it up because it's going to cost a bunch of money. And if it's something horrible, then we got to fix it. And if it's a dead body or a dinosaur, then we're screwed.
Yeah.
So we were hoping for treasure, but
yeah. Treasure. But then we're like, but if it is treasure, then we get it. So, all right, we'll rip it up.
It was just a dusty stairwell.
And then, yeah, it was a perfect stairwell right out to the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see in the foundation where it used to be.
But. Yeah, and it was actually fairly clean. I thought they would have backfilled it with dirt. No, it was just a
stairwell.
Just
put
a plywood
like, over. Like, oh.
Yeah. No dead bodies or dinosaurs.
No treasure.
No treasure.
But yeah, it was pretty cool, though.
No, Caribbean theme, pirates.
Yeah.
Treasure. No treasure.
We're hoping to get those windows out there, hopefully towards the summertime, to open up completely.
Oh, so you can get them all the way open.
I've been researching this window company that actually has them, and they open like this.
Oh.
Which is
upward
they open.
Of
yeah, they open
left
upward
right.
into a, and there's like just a clear seam across the middle
cool.
of the window, and they open upwards, and they make an awning out of themselves out front.
That's really cool.
And so we're going to try and get those in, and I think if we can do that, run it by the
that would be awesome for to make this porch opening.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Make it feel like
exactly.
it's...
Exactly. And then these things, we can close these back up, so if you want to have AC in here, you keep it nice and cool.
Yeah.
It's
like on an 85-degree day
right.
in August.
It can be 85 out there
yeah.
and not 85 in here.
Yeah.
Not everybody. I really love the heat, but living in Pacific Northwest now realizing not everybody likes the
85 heat. Yeah. Is amazing, awesome.
For us.
85 in Cayman is like 92% humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
And it's like the mean temperature there is like 82. So at Christmas time it's 82 with a nice Christmas breeze, low humidity. It's amazing. in September, it's 97 degrees percent
and
humidity.
Muggy.
Yeah. And it's no good. It's too hot. You put on your clean shirt. By the time you get out of your house, your glasses are fogged up.
So we're
your camera goes fogged
up. No good for someone who sweats a lot.
Cool breeze.
Actually, my friend Federico worked at an outside pool bar or beach bar, and I used to call him Sweaterico.
Sweaterico.
He was always so.
Poor guy. Sorry, Fetty.
I'll send you the link, Fetty. Sorry, buddy. Under the bus.
Sounds like me.
When we went to St. Thomas in September, we were actually supposed to go to Cabo, but that crazy hurricane happened. So we literally had to reschedule within 3 days. And it's deceiving though, because it is breezy. And he was like, I'm going to wear 10 SPF. And literally was leather forehead after one day and had to spend the day.
I had to spend a whole day in the bed.
With all the water.
It was the worst decision of my life.
Because it reflects off the water and gets you twice as bad.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It was a nightmare.
Like his whole forehead would go up and down in one.
I got a couple Category 5 sunburns out there too. Yeah.
Especially with drinking.
When I lived in Greece, the Scots used to come down from Scotland, right? And they're blue almost. Almost like a blue hue.
New people.
Red hair, and you're like, listen, doll. I know you just got off the plane and it's dark now, but when you go on the beach tomorrow. Sunscreen, please.
Wear a blanket.
Sunscreen.
Yeah. Wear a shirt.
And then they'd come in the next day full on lobster.
Yeah.
You can't move. You're like, you didn't listen to me, did you?
Nope.
No, man, I didn't listen to you. Oh, man. You're in big trouble.
So is there one drink that you will not make? Is there a drink that, because you go to the crib and you kind of got these drinks sometimes that are, that some people don't like because they're like, oh, this.
Is the there only a drink that I won't make is if I don't have the ingredients for it.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I'm trying to get a little bit away from the pretentious cocktails because I think that movement is dying.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of people that appreciate it, but I mean, a $14 old fashioned is a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get away. I mean, I'm more than capable of making that stuff, and I will if somebody says, oh, I want that in an old fashioned. Sure, no problem. But I'm trying to get away from that. I'm trying to go more fun, whimsical, I would never use Malibu flavors back in the day, but I will now because I can.
And it is delicious.
It is delicious, right?
Whatever you say, it's like, as you get older, you're like, it doesn't matter, it's delicious.
Do you want whipped cream, cherry, and an umbrella, and a pineapple chunk in your drink? Yes, I do. Well, here you go.
Perfect.
It also lends itself to the flavors, of the food.
Exactly, and you need something to put out the fire if you're going to. We'll probably have three different levels of jerk.
Okay.
And we'll have a regular one, which is going to be flavorful, but not hot.
Good for me.
Then we'll have a medium one that's got a little bit
for the Canadians.
A little bit of flame in it, a little bit, but it's whatever. And then we'll have the big jerk, and that one's going to be melt your face.
You need kitschy names for the spice levels.
I want to put stuff on the menu grab a nappy man.
I really believe
we're not putting that on the menu.
My favorite thing ever is Jamaican Me Crazy.
Jamaican Me Crazy.
I feel like that would be a perfect spice level. You're Jamaican Me Crazy. That could be number 5.
Or maybe that's what you could call the last call.
Jamaican
Me Crazy, get out.
Jamaican Me Crazy.
Well, I know that I bought this killer tool off my niece from her school. Like, I know the school fundraiser things where they give you the list of stuff you can buy from them.
Catalogs of
help pay
that you're forced into buying.
Oh, I
bought this pineapple core thing, and so the dealers will try and hone out the pineapple, and then we can use the pineapple chunks for pineapple mango salsa and garnishes pina coladas and blend it and whatever. But the actual husk, I'm going to make drinks in.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Yeah. I just saw one of these 6 months ago, and I was like, "What is this magic?"
I just got to find a strong enough recyclable straw that you can suck frozen drinks through because we're going to have that straw ban in Edmonds here.
I guess you could just have people that have those crazy ones
bring
that are permanent.
Straw.
Well, I guess,
bring your own straw.
Bring your own crazy straw to go with your.
No, they have some
reusable.
PET-free or whatever straws. Woo. We're trying to be as environmentally conscious as we can.
The transition can be hard for already established restaurants to transition into.
Yeah, at least we're going into
products.
It.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can plan it out.
We'll make it
a
difficult
bit.
Right off the bat. Come on, you guys.
One straw at a time.
We need better companies to make better straws.
Yeah.
This is very true.
Exactly.
All right.
Anything else that you want to add in? Or
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys for reaching out.
Thank you for
coming down. This was really fun. Try and get everybody in the world listening to your podcast.
Yeah. And everyone go to the brewery.
Here to Salish Brewery on Monday the 19th.
What time again?
6 to 9.
Yeah. Come get some Calypso beer and some free food.
Yeah, right.
And have a good taste of Caribbean food. I'm excited.
I'm really excited.
I'm excited too, because I haven't been able to eat any of this either, because the ovens just got here yesterday.
I know,
and they're still not plugged in yet.
They're really nice looking ovens.
They are real nice.
They're really nice.
Not as clean as you can get, because they've never had anything on them. But yeah, so we're good to go. We're just
stay tuned. A couple weeks, man.
Yeah.
All right.
And for those not familiar with the area, they're next to Rory's on Main Street
right
and Third.
Yep. Or second.
Between First and Second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's Sunset. Yeah, Sunset and Second.
But right next to Rory's.
Right next to Rory's, right across from the ferry terminal.
So you stumble out, Rory's, come in and get some appetizers.
Yeah.
Calypso. Or as you stumble out of Calypso, you can go to Rory's.
Right.
Either way.
Yeah, Rory's is down the hill, so you can never drink either.
We're actually really excited to be here.
Probably gravity-wise, it's better.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
We're stoked to be
there. Start with food and drinks up here and go. Yeah. It's easier to go downhill, right?
Well, that's what we call it, the Edmund Slide, right?
Start at the top. Start at the top and slowly get
lower loft and then make your way down.
Unless you're just like me and you start at the bottom. Start at the channel marker and you never leave.
Well, I've made the call, like, from channel marker, like, hey, can you come down and get me? It's 4 blocks. I mean, it's 4 blocks straight uphill, though.
Yeah.
All of them.
All glutes. I've picked them up.
All glutes, yeah. Let's start to burn about third, right? You know, yeah. Like,
oh, man, can't do this anymore.
We need to get an electric bike.
Yeah.
Zip me right
that is what
hill.
You need. Or a Segway.
Oh,
you
know,
you probably get a deal from a Segway from the Segway place. Buy a used
one. We will definitely look into that.
All right.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for, I mean, guilty
you're welcome
of
for the food,
just wanting to know the insider scoop also.
That's fair. Yeah. We're happy to give you the insider scoop.
Well, that's one thing. Edmonds is a very nosy town, and I think that if a lot of people knew kind of scoops you guys got on your podcast, you'd probably have more people going, hey, when are they coming out with the weather? I want to know what's going on.
It's a place where you get to find out everything that's coming on.
Right? That's right. That's right.
So. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And be sure to come by and support Calypso.
Yeah. We'll see you at Calypso.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.